A new poll shows more Greek voters support politicians who favor the European Union bailout of Greece. Elections in Greece earlier this month rattled the markets when voters favored political groups that opposed the EU bailout and the austerity measures that came with it. Our own Stephen Beard is in Athens. He joins us now. Stephen, what is the mood like in the Greek capital right now?
Well, it's about 3 months since I was here last, and I can tell you today in this city, standing here on the streets of Athens, I can see the deterioration in that time. This is a city obviously on the slide. It's a lot grubbier than it was. There's a lot more graffiti, a lot more begging as well. The mood is depressed.
Now, Stephen, in the last election, Greek voters were favoring some politicians who rejected the austerity measures that came along with the bailout that Greece received from the European Union. Does it look like the Greeks will vote the same way in the future?
The latest opinion polls suggest that one of the mainstream parties that negotiated the bailout is edging ahead. And if those polls are correct, this could mean that after the next election, we could see a government here in Athens that won't seek a confrontation with the IMF and the Eurozone's and Greece's European partners. It won't reject the bailout terms out of hand. But, you know, even the mainstream parties here now say that the bailout terms have to be renegotiated, they have to be softened, something which the German government has refused to consider. It said to Greece, if you don't deliver on your commitments to cut your budget and to reform, you won't get any more money.
Are there worries that Greece will get kicked out of the Eurozone in Greece?
Well, many Greeks say the Germans are bluffing, that they wouldn't dare to let Greece fall out of the Eurozone because the whole thing then might unravel. But I think the Greeks are worried, certainly the ones I've spoken to. They are very anxious about being pushed out of the euro. They fear the inflationary chaos that might follow. But equally, they can't stand any more austerity. And they say austerity isn't working. People are suffering. Unemployment for the young has hit 50%. So the Greeks really are between a rock and a hard place.
Our own Stephen Beard on the streets of Athens. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.